on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B Morning Show.
Boo! These guys suck. You bums.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bum!
You bum! Hey, Brock and Hunter, you bums!
Go back to where you came from.
Yeah. And we are bums, aren't we?
Couple of bums.
Damn it.
It's 8:15. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's up?
What's up?
I don't know what story I want to do. I got a couple decent ones here. Let's do this one.
Florida.
No, this one's actually in Seattle, believe it or not. Not in Florida. But one of the few. It's usually like one out of 12 are not out of Florida.
Florida's thunder.
A couple in Seattle called the cops around 3 a.m. Friday morning after they woke up to a burglar in their bedroom. Luckily, no one was hurt, and he left when they woke up. But on his way out, he forgot his backpack and had his wallet and ID in it. The photo on the ID matched the description the couple gave, so cops were pretty sure it was his and not someone else's ID that he had stolen earlier. But they knew for sure about five hours later when the burglar called the cops and reported his wallet stolen.
Hey, someone stole my wallet.
We thought maybe he was trying to cover his tracks and claim that whoever stole his wallet did the burglary, but he told the cops that someone had just stolen it 10 minutes ago, meaning he still had it when the break-in happened. They haven't released his name, but he's 46 years old, and the burglary victims identified him as the same guy who broke in, so he was arrested and is facing several charges. These criminals are all stupid, every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't that bad of a thought. Initially, I just thought he just really reported his wallet. But the guy got home, and he was like, oh, damn it. My wallet's gone.
Yeah.
So maybe if I call the cops and report it stolen, they would think that I can maybe see that.
No. No. This guy's an idiot.
But, yeah, it's still dumb. Still dumb. Right. Yeah. I mean,
I just want to let you guys know someone stole my wallet. It has nothing to do with the burglary that happened earlier. But I just thought maybe you guys should be aware of it, that someone stole my wallet. So, no. I haven't burglarized anything. No. That wasn't me. I think someone stole it and then went and did another burglary, and then they left it there to frame me.
You know what the cops should have done? They should have said, absolutely. Absolutely, we have your wallet. Mm-hmm. We found it. Some other guy stole your wallet, and they left it in another place that they were robbing, and now we have the wallet, and we're going to give it to you. So why don't you just come on down to the police station?
Come on down. We'll get you taken care of. Don't worry about it. These kind of things happen. You know, they happen best of us.
Got a few extra donuts here for you, some coffee.
We got it all. Got a nice bed for you out in the back. It's great. It's great.
Come on down. We're all drinking, having a good time. Come on down.
Some people need to rethink their life in crime because they're just not cut out for it, all right? Just not cut out for it. All right, that's your WTF. We'll be back.